Oh yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Boy, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and as you can probably tell from the background noise, I am sitting down in my bathtub. Oh yeah, working on my back. My back is much better, but I did wake up about an hour ago with just a little bit of cramping or twinging or something, and so I thought, well, we better head that off at the pass. And so here I am, enjoying a lot of hot water. In fact, I'm enjoying hot water in two different forms. One, I am sitting in a tub full of hot water. And two, I am drinking a giant cup of tea, which is made from hot water. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's good, but it's a little hot. Ooh, a lot hot. So we're just gonna let that sit for a bit and let that cool down as I try to lean back. Oh, there we go. Yeah. All right. I'm winning the bathtub today, and I'm very pleased. Oh. Well, after I woke up, I went upstairs and, you know, started making tea, and I looked out the window and discovered that we are not going outside today. If you heard yesterday's show, you know that it was very warm. It was over 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And we saw our first marmot of the season yesterday out at the OPPD Arboretum. It was a Mati day. And so I was hoping today was going to be nice and warm again, too, so that we could go out and look for more Matis. But no. Standing in the kitchen, making tea, looking out the window, I noticed that it is actually snowing. And the wind is blowing like crazy. It is a very, very windy, windy day. And it was blowing the snow around. It looked like it was trying to blizzard. The irony is that it is above freezing. It's cold. Well, it's not that cold. It's chilly. It's about 40 degrees, but the wind is blowing like crazy. And so the snow isn't accumulating. It's just hitting the ground and melting. But needless to say, we're not going outside. It's not pleasant. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of looking out my kitchen window, at about 11 o'clock last night, I went up into the kitchen. I can't remember if I was heating my tea up or if I was just getting some graham crackers or something, but I was standing there and I heard a little noise. And so I looked out the window, and guess who was sitting there? That's right, our favorite little raccoon buddy. He was sitting there looking in the window, and he was saying hi. And so I waved at him, and he was like, oh, hi, dude. And then I put Pippa, my cat, up onto the counter, and she went over there, and they rubbed their noses together through the glass. The cat and the raccoon. Oh, it was great. And now this bathtub is starting to get a little bit full, so let's turn the water off with my toes. Oh, and this isn't a good idea. As I try to operate my left leg, that is pulling something in my back, and that is unpleasant. Ow, what is that? Yeah, so it looks like I might have to take some ibuprofen and maybe some acetaminophen. Work on that. Ow. I'm kind of glad I went to the store last night, so I don't have to go today. Hooray! Oh. I don't even remember what I bought at the store. Oh, yes, I do. I bought more shortbread cookies. Why am I on such a weird shortbread kick recently? I don't know. But yes, I went and I bought more of those shortbread cookies, the ones named after a 16th century novel. I also got a big bag of lettuce. And I had a salad last night for a snack, and oh, it was yummy. It was yummy salad-y. Oh. Yes, I ate that salad while I was watching a replay of yesterday's English Premier League games. Oh, that reminds me, there's a game today. I think that starts at 2 o'clock. We've got a couple of hours before that starts, but yeah, Crystal Palace plays today. I don't remember who they play. Do they play Everton? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I will watch it. But last night, I was watching a replay of Brighton and Hove Albion versus Arsenal. And Brighton and Hove. I'm still shocked. Brighton and Hove won. They went up 2-0 in about the first 15 minutes of the game on Arsenal. And it was a big shocker. Everybody was surprised. Everybody was shocked. And then Arsenal got one back right before halftime. And then the whole second half was no scoring. So, oh, more problems for Arsenal. Oh, and there were people in the stands with Wenger out signs. Arsene Wenger being the manager. He's been the manager there for over 20 years. And people are really upset now. They're calling for the head of Arsene Wenger. And I'm wondering if that's going to happen. It could happen. I don't know. But that's not the only thing I watched last night. Let's test this tea out. Oh, it's still hot. Oh, it's very hot. It's very hot, but it's very good. Yummy, yummy. This whole batch has been pretty good. Last week when I opened up this new box of tea, I noticed it was a new batch or a new lot or something. I could tell just by the way it tasted. And it was good, but I've only got one tea bag left. And then I have to go to a different lot, I think. I don't know. I've got 4 boxes of tea in my cabinet. I just haven't checked what lot number they are. So I've been kind of lazy. But that's not what I'm here to talk about right now. Last night I watched a movie on TV. And so now we're going to have another one of Tobe's dubious and questionable movie reviews, starting right now. The movie that I watched yesterday was The Bank Job, starring Jason Statham. And this is floating around on cable. I've noticed for the last couple of days it's been on a couple different cable channels. And I thought, oh, I think I should watch that. But I hadn't found any time to do so. I like Jason Statham. He's pretty good. And generally speaking, I like crime caper movies. Any kind of crime caper movie, I'm bound to watch it just because, and this is critical, I do like real life crime capers. I'm not a crime aficionado. Well, I kind of am. But, you know, you get your true crime fans and they tend to like murders. I don't care about violent crime. I'm more interested in non-violent crime and anything that takes a lot of planning and execution. So your basic art thefts, your bank burglaries, you know, stuff like this. So, yes, last night, it turns out that I had some free time. I got done with all my work and I sat down and I noticed that the bank job was going to be on in just a few minutes. And I thought, okay, I can finally sit down and watch this movie. So I did. And I drank a lot of tea. Hot, 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 hot. So, I watched the movie. And I liked it. It, you know, it was taking place in like 1971 London. And so I liked the girls' haircuts and the makeup and the clothes were all cool. And all the cars were nice and vintagey. And as I watched this movie, and as the plot points started to become exposed, I started realizing I'd heard this before. The thing that got to me was there was a character who was interested in... Well, the whole reason that these guys needed to rob this bank was to get into a specific safe deposit box and get the contents of that box. And the contents in that box were believed to be compromising photographs of a member of the royal family. And as soon as I heard that, I started thinking, no, wait a minute. I've heard that before. I'm familiar with this story. And I started thinking, have I seen this movie before? No, I'm very, very confident I haven't seen the movie before. Then I started thinking, well, is this a remake? Did I see the original version of this movie before? And that's why this plot seems familiar. And I started thinking about that, and I couldn't think of any original movie that was this subject matter. And then I thought, well, maybe I read the book. No. And it started to bother me. And as I was watching this movie keep going, and I'm starting to be able to predict what's going to happen because I already know this story. And I'm thinking, why do I already know this story? And I'm enjoying the film. It's pretty good. It's, you know, your typical kind of caper movie. You know, there's a bunch of guys and a hot chick and they're doing crimes and, you know, it's predictable. But it was bothering me that this movie that I've never seen before seemed so super familiar. And then about halfway through the movie, I remembered, oh yeah, I remember reading about this online. Not about the movie, but about the actual crime in real life that this movie is based on. So after the film, I started having to look things up. And I started off looking for... I started out by looking up the movie, The Bank Job, on Wikipedia. And sure enough, that led me to the real crime. And the movie was based on a real-life bank robbery in 1971. And if you Google or look up on Wikipedia, 1971 Baker Street robbery, you can find out all about this. And so I was greatly relieved to find out that I wasn't going crazy or that I wasn't turning psychic. And I remembered, oh yes, I remember reading about this a few, maybe a year ago or so. I don't remember what I was originally looking up that eventually led me to this bank robbery, but an actual bank robbery went down in 1971, and it was sort of covered up. The Crown apparently issued a D notice, although there's some controversy as to whether or not any of that really happened. But somewhere, somehow, something happened in this bank robbery where a lot of information that would have normally been made public was not. And so there's been a lot of speculation as to what really went down. And one of those speculative bits is the whole thing about the compromising photographs of a member of the royal family. And as you can probably guess, the member of the royal family is Princess Margaret. And so somebody at some point in time conjectured that, oh, it all happened because there was compromising photographs of Princess Margaret in one of the safe deposit boxes, and the whole robbery and everything was really just a cover-up to get in there and get those photos, and blah, 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 blah. It gets more complex from there. So this movie, The Bank Job, is loosely based on a real-life episode in a bank. This is good tea. Now, of course, this movie is a work of fiction, but it's still fairly entertaining. I liked it. Of course, we get to see a thermal lance in the movie. They have to use a thermal lance to go through the floor of the vault. And, you know, you can't have a safe-cracking movie or a bank vault-busting movie without a thermal lance. So that was entertaining. And what else was entertaining about it? Oh, I don't know. It was okay. I liked it. I just generally thought that The Bank Job was a fairly decent movie all around. You know, it's for an action movie, and it's just sort of mindless entertainment. So I give it, I'll give it 4 marmots out of 5. That's my official rating. The Bank Job, starring Jason Statham. There were some subplots and some little side stories, and it was cute. Should I watch it again? It's probably going to be on again, not probably today. Should I watch it again in case I missed anything? I don't know. It probably bears repeated viewing, but like I said, I've got a Premier League game to watch today. One of those strange Monday games. Oh, yeah. How's my leg doing? Yeah, it seems to be straightening out a little bit. That's good. Yeah, and I kind of wish I could go outside today. But I can't. It's snowing. But not. Yeah, so I'm wanting to go look for marmots. But we can't. What else are we going to do today? I do not know. I can tell you right now, one thing that I should be doing, instead of sitting here in the bathtub doing nothing, is I should be down there answering my email. I got a bunch of emails in my inbox today. And I only managed to answer like one or two of them before I thought, oh, it's time to get into my bathtub before my back freaks out. No, 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 no. And one of the emails was from Booper. And, you know, yesterday, after we found the first marmot of the year, I sent the picture to him and said, yay, I found a marmot. And he started asking me other questions about hibernation, marmot hibernation, of which I know very little. Because the marmots around here, the marmots that I associate with the most, you know, like the ones at Harrenhaven or the ones at OPPD, they do not truly hibernate because, well, they don't need to. They are in areas of, one, no predators, and two, plenty of food. So, yeah, they sort of hibernate, meaning that they do hang out in their dens most of the time, but they do come out. And he was wondering, or he was asking me what I thought the trigger for ending hibernation was, if it was temperature or if it's some other factor, you know, like daylight, number of daylight hours or something like that. I don't really know. Because the marmots he's dealing with are, you know, out in the country, not in protected areas like my marmots. And he's also dealing with a different species. If you'll remember, the marmots around me are all Marmota monax. And the marmots that he's chasing around up in the mountains are Marmota flaviventris, the red belly, or the yellow belly marmots, but they're actually sort of red color. Actually, that species of marmot, they change color during the season. They go from kind of reddish to kind of yellowish. And so that makes them kind of interesting. Color-changing marmots. Very cool. Yummy tea. Ooh. Gotta get that tea in me. I do love tea. Oh. And that reminds me, because I went to the store last night, guess what I'm having for lunch today? That's right, baby barbecue sandwiches. I got some barbecued pork. Yummy. And I got some of those little tea rolls that I like. And so I will be making little itty bitty barbecue sandwiches today. Yum, yum, yum. I'm very excited about it. Like, yay! Hooray! I'm going to eat me some barbecue. It was that or, you know, get some of those Panburger Partners. I did not feel like eating pasta and meat. Just straight meat and a little bit of bread. I've got to start watching what I eat. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how I could eat any less than I already do. But if I haven't mentioned it, I'm gaining weight. I'm on a medication that is slowly putting pounds on me. You know, my weight will fluctuate a little bit during the year. But after the end of last summer, I went to put on some pants when it was too cold to wear shorts anymore, and the pants were too small, and I was like, uh-oh. They weighed me at the doctor's office, and sure enough, I'm 15 pounds over my usual weight. And so I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? And yeah, so it turns out, and as I do the math in my head, I'm putting on about 2 pounds a month. And now I can really notice it, and I'm thinking that's what is contributing to my back problems. I've put on this extra weight, and one, that makes me weird, and two, it makes my back brace not fit quite as right as it should. And so I've been concerned about this. So I've made an effort to eat less and exercise more, but it's hard to exercise when you can't go outside. And I'm happy that the weather is changing, because now we can go outside all the time and run around and chase marmots and find mushrooms and stuff. But the weight isn't coming off as fast as I'd hoped. And so I saw my doctor, last week. And she said, okay, well, maybe we'll try some different medications and blah, blah, blah. And I think she was implying that maybe this new medication wouldn't be, you know, giving me extra weight problems. But I haven't picked the new stuff up yet. And that's one thing I do have to do. Oh, in the next 5 days or so, I gotta go pick up the new prescription. So that'll be fun. So yummy. I do love drinking tea. Yes, I do. But you know what? Between the hot tea and the hot bathtub, I'm starting to get too hot. I'm breaking out in cholinergic urticaria. I've got a couple on my arm here that I can see, and they're very, very itchy. I got some on my other arm here, too. So, I think I'm going to drain the bathtub here. so I can cool off. My back feels pretty good, nice and loosened up. Probably can get through the day now without having to worry about my back being sore. That's good. What else do I have to do today? I'm trying to think. Oh, gotta watch my football game, of course. That comes on in a little bit. Seems like there was something else I was gonna do. Oh, I gotta deal with all those emails. I think Booper's coming into town. And I was gonna call a guy. I was gonna call my other friend, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow. And it seems like there was one other thing I was... Oh, my lawyer, that's right. I gotta call my lawyer. He called me on Friday at like 4:30. I said, yeah, call me. There's like half an hour left in the day. And besides, that was the day I was over at my parents' house helping them out with their new sound system. So, I gotta call my lawyer today. That's right. I knew I had something vaguely important that I had to do. And I don't remember, I don't know why it is I have to call my lawyer. Probably got to go sign some more papers or something of that nature. So, okay. Now that I've got my day organized and I know what's up, maybe I should start executing my duties. Oh, no, but it's too fun to sit here in the bathtub and drink tea as the water runs out of the tub. And where's my cat? I thought my cat was awake. She likes to watch the water go down the drain. That reminds me, my cat was doing something really weird this morning. I woke up and rolled over at about, I don't know, it was around 7 a.m. And my cat was already awake, sharpening her claws on my pillow or doing something annoying. And I thought she was up running around doing stuff, but apparently the cat has gone back to bed. Which seems like a really good idea, but now that I'm already up and I've soaked in my bathtub, I might as well get some work done today. But first, a little more tea. That's pretty good. And something else we need to do is listen to the water drain out of the bathtub. Whoa, there's only about a half an inch of water left, and there's a vortex spinning down the drain. Looks like a little water tornado, and we're gonna get some funky noises soon. Let's listen in. And there goes the last of the water. Oh. So I might as well stand up here and find a towel. And at this point, I should also probably say that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress Public Access Unix System. Oh, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman, and it's time for me to get out of here. I got phone calls to make, I got football to watch, I got barbecue to eat, and then I don't know what I'm doing. So, be sure to tune in tomorrow. Maybe it'll be warm enough to go out and look for some marmots. But as for right now, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
レディー、ヒアウィー。